Folks, if you're up in the area around Bodega Bay this weekend and the weather is glorious and the Tides Wharf restaurant open for outside dining and it's a salmon season and nothing better than, boy, sitting up there and looking out at the beautiful view at Bodega Bay. So Gene Bogato's got it together. Wear your mask and, of course, social distancing, and Gene takes care of all that. The fish market is open. The gift shop is open. The Inn at the Tides is open as well. So you can have a great weekend up at Bodega Bay and be safe about it. And that is the key to everything that we're going to talk about today, including what we're going to do now with our good friend. He's the host of the postgame show on KMBR 680, thank goodness, and that is the great Bill Lasky. Bill, how are you?
Good afternoon, Marty. Having a good one today after a great win last night. Really, really enjoyed the hitting, and I love that bullpen. That bullpen was lights out.
Yeah, what a week for Giants baseball, and I know you enjoyed the postgame shows last weekend, and I hope you can get a couple of wins for yourself, of course, coming up tonight and tomorrow. But let's talk about the week of Giants baseball and getting that win on Sunday, and then the Padres series was fascinating. Because, look, we've watched games at this ballpark for 20 years, and you just don't see this kind of offense, at least in the last 10 years or so. And they came back and then got back in games and the bullpen, home runs, and guys who are hot. What a week of baseball.
It really was. And, you know, going on to the last weekend when they won that Saturday and Sunday game against the Dodgers, I really believe it gave them energy and gave them life and gave them confidence. And coming against that Padres series, the Padres really played well against Arizona. So that was a good head-to-head matchup. And on Tuesday, it just didn't do well. You know, Samardzija came in, gave up a couple home runs. They didn't have enough to come back in that game. But on Wednesday, coming from behind 6-3 and then coming back to win that game, I thought that was a real good push for this young team. And then, of course, Thursday, losing in 10 innings, I thought that was a real good game. And they battled back to tie that up. And then in the 10th inning, it just fell apart. Everything just fell apart from having that guy in second base and a couple dribblers through. And the next thing you know, it turned into a huge inning for the Padres. But it was good baseball. And then last night, of course, I really enjoyed the hitting attack this team is putting together. And I thought the pitching was really good like yesterday.
Boy, how about the offense? Let's start with the offense, Bill, because you got to, you know, we laughed when the season started. I think Mark Simon from Sports Info Solutions said, well, for the Giants to get in this thing, Yastrzemski will have to be an MVP. I'll tell you what, after the first eight games of the season, he may be the MVP. This guy is swinging a tremendous bat right now.
He sure is, Marty, and I just love his approach. The top part, the shoulders don't move. He dial in on the inside pitch against lefties. He goes out and gets that ball on the outside part. But I just love his approach. He watches a lot of pitches. He really doesn't swing out of the zone too much, a couple bad balls up. But that's about it. But he's making good contact. And when you make good contact as a leadoff hitter or even down the lineup, like he's been hitting, it's a scare to any pitcher that's opposing him. Just a good all-around hitter. And, of course, we can't talk enough about Solano either. He's just come to fashion this whole week, and we saw him last year. And this year he's, you know, a number three hitter now because he's hitting the ball the opposite way as well as pulling.
Well, those two have been terrific. And look, last night, and Chadwick Trump, you have to say his name properly with a long O, Trump, because you don't want to make a mistake here and call him something else, which we don't want to do. But, you know, the guy got, you know, 0-2, and he's never gotten a major league hit before, 0-2, and they threw him on the outside corner, which is, you know, the whole thing with the shift and the pitcher, you better throw the pitch where you're supposed to, where the shift is. So they throw him on the outside corner, and he just punches it into right field. A big hit. Dubon gets a hit, and the next thing you know, Flores hits a three-run homer, but it doesn't happen but for those two guys at the end of the order. And I'll tell you this, Bill, and you've obviously played Major League Baseball and you've watched the game for so long. When the little guys do things to get hits, it makes a huge difference in the game.
It sure does. In the bottom of the order yesterday, 7, 8, 9 just put some good at-bats together. And I just liked his approach going to right field. I just think that approach needs to be, you know, done more with these hitters, because a lot of them are pull hitters, or they're putting a shift on them. They need to go away with that pitch. It was a great ball out of outside corner, and he hit this weighted really nicely and then pushed it out to right field. And then later in the game, he had that ball down the left field line for his first RBI. But it's great seeing young players come up and do those things, because it does give them the confidence. The one big thing that I like, what Kruk was talking about, was his framing behind the plate. He gets down like the old Tony Pena and gets that low target down there. And he really works the pitchers on the corners. I like that from the defensive side of a young kid like him. And, you know, they're all doing that one bent knee thing now. That's the new style of catching in the big leagues. And you know what? They're doing it well, because they're getting that low strike. And anytime you can frame a pitch on around the knees and steal a strike for your pitcher, it's a positive. But I just like that whole bottom of the lineup yesterday, making good contact, Dubon, and at the same time, getting runners on base, like you said, for the home run ball, the three-run home run. And then you can't argue when they hit three-run home runs. You always like them with a couple people on base.
Yeah, so there, you know, look, it's a good week of baseball. The team is, 4-4 going into today, and Jordan Lyles today and Drew Smyly, and we've seen Lyles before, you know, the right-hander. He's the guy, I think, hit Vogelsong, if I'm not mistaken. I remember, I think it was with Colorado back in those days, but he turned his career around last year with Milwaukee, 7-1 when he was traded over from Pittsburgh, but a veteran, and then he goes against the lefty, Drew Smyly. Against a Texas team, Bill, that I'll tell you something, other than Joey Gallo, there isn't anybody on that team that scares me.
Yeah, I was looking at the same thing yesterday. I didn't understand much of the moves they had. A couple of those guys I really didn't know much about. But, you know, when you go to Jordan Lyles, I mean, he just like you said, he had a great second half with Milwaukee. And the Rangers paid him $16 million as a free agent, and they bumped him his first start. And this is going to be his first start in a Ranger uniform. And you know, he comes with four basic pitches, the straight fastball, a little slider. The knuckle curveball is an off-speed pitch. Watch for that, because he throws that a lot. And then the basic changeup. Just nothing, you know, overpowering. The fastball he pinpoints a lot, got a little cutter on it, but nothing where he just throws 98, 99. He's riding that low 90s, and he tries to off-speed you more. Drew Smyly on the other side, I thought he threw the ball real well against the Dodgers, you know, 93, 95 fastball. Popped him one or two up there, but mostly in that, you know, 92, 93 range. I like his cutter. He likes to throw an inside to a lefty and cut the outside corner to righties, and he's got the basic changeup. But I really liked what I saw in both those appearances Smyly did down in L.A., and looking forward to seeing what he does against the Rangers, because he's pitched against these guys a lot with the American League. And of course, last year, if you remember, he got released by them in the middle of June, where he was 1-5 with an 8.4. So he's got a little more blood flowing today against the Rangers to kind of put some zeros on the board and prove them they're wrong.
Well, you know, look, when you got the ball, you want it to go 9, your second major league start, you pitched a tremendous game against, what was your first major league start, second game, tremendous game against the Expos, and nobody goes 5 innings, and you know it will be a game of bullpens. And Menez last night, Tyler Anderson, Sean Anderson, wherever he goes, he seems to be getting away with that middle relief really, really well. It will be a similar game tonight.
Yeah, you look at the Giants in 8 games, and not one starting pitcher's gone 5 innings. So there's no doubt about it; they're bridging those middle innings. And you know, the bullpen has just been, you know, fantastic on some days, and then they struggle. But at the same point, they're getting guys in certain roles, and I'm starting to see them a little bit more. Anderson, like you said, more of a middle reliever. I just liked how he throws. As long as he gets ahead, he's got that devastating slider that just really falls out of the strike zone. Yesterday, just complimented everybody. Even Watson got in there and threw the ball well. So, you know, these are things that go well for the bullpen. Once you start getting rolls, then you kind of know when you're getting in the game. The only one that I really kind of questioned was Tyler Rogers going out in that 10th inning of that game against San Diego. I thought he should have just gone one inning the 9th, and he came out in the 10th. And it really ruined the kid's career, because this year, you know, there, you don't have that many opportunities to get innings in, and that one inning just devastated him in stats.
Well, it'll take him about 30 appearances to get the earned run average down into single digits again. So, yeah, that's the problem with being a relief pitcher. What do you think of the gaffe of Kapler by making the second visit to Rogers in the same batter?
Yeah, that's a tough one, because, you know, you saw him go out there, and I just think, like you said, he just lost consciousness of what was going on. And, you know, that's what's good about having a good bench coach, where you can kind of throw the rope around him before he gets out there or stops him. And I think that conversation was made after. He said he had some closed-door conversations with some of his coaches, and I think that's probably what they said to him is, you need to protect me before I go on those steps and make a fool out of myself, because he definitely did. And saying I'm sorry 100 times, you know, it's just the mindset of, you know, in the moment, in the trenches, we always talk about it. And sometimes you just have to give yourself a 10-second break before you make those moves. And I think it was more spontaneous than what he wanted to do. In hindsight, yeah, he made a mistake. You know, these mistakes you can't do at the big league level, because you have too many eyes on you and too many writers and too many reporters to talk about it. So I think he'll learn from it, but at the same time, you know what? We thought he would know better, and that's all I can say about that.
Yeah, I try to downplay it as much as I can, because, you know, it's still a relatively new manager. He's still a ball player. He's an outfielder. He's not a pitcher. And he did the same thing in Philly his first week there. And I think with a new coaching staff, with a bench coach and other pitching coaches, everyone else, they're all new. They've never really been in those roles before. So I don't think it's going to be the last time. My criticism and my suggestion is, when the game goes sideways, you have to remain calm and understand that sometimes the script isn't going to flow. And you've got to adjust from the script and see what's going on in the game and remain calm to do that and not be so spontaneous thinking you have to make a move because it's scripted.
Marty, you sound like a lawyer in a courtroom. Because I guarantee those things happen to you in the courtroom many times. But,
yeah,
you
it's
know,
true.
We always talk about, yeah, no doubt about it. We always talk about the experience of anybody at any occupation, and sometimes you jump, and he jumped and it cost him. And, you know, it is about the experience factor, and, you know, you never want to compare him with any other managers, and everybody does, but at the same time, he learns from his mistakes. He was the first person that said he was wrong, and that's the thing. Turn the page, another day's today, and let's see him get another win. I think that's what we want to see these Giants do against this Ranger team before they go off on a real tough road trip. Colorado, L.A., and Houston, and I say that's the 2 weeks or 10 days or how long it is. It's going to be the toughest trip they have this year.
Well, it's a good segue, and I'm looking forward to your show tonight. I'm sure you're going to have a lot of good questions, because these games have a lot of different moves in them that, that people can take apart. But it brings us to the point of, yes, they are going to go on the road. It's a long road trip. We've seen what happened when the Marlins went on the road. St. Louis, of course, has got trouble now. The Phillies are just working their way back into staggered workouts at Citizens Bank Park in Philly. Washington hasn't played for a while. We don't know what's going to go on with Milwaukee. And here we go. What's your take on where baseball's at right now?
It's important to everybody. I think everybody's looking at it. Lorenzo Cain kind of surprised me today, opting out. That surprised me. But again, it's every personal, you know, opinion of what they want to do. It's their life. And these things are definitely worrisome for everybody. I'm concerned about the Cardinals, some new players there being tested, and then some of the staff. I agree with everybody. They have to quarantine these guys in these hotels. And if it takes them to block all the doors so they don't get out, because you hear the Cardinal players went to a casino, the Marlins went out to a club. Well, those things can't happen. And it's not just you that you're pushing a whole game of baseball away, because if it continues, they'll shut the game down. And that's not what you want to do for a little playtime away from the hotel. And that's the only thing I worry about with players. They need to concern themselves a little bit more. I know the Dodgers had a big meeting. They're going to start doing more stuff. More teams I think, that are looking at this want to become that bubble when they go on the road and protect each other, as well as now in the clubhouse and the dugouts. They want to do a little bit more. And I think those things right there show me that most of the major league players want to protect them and move on and play. And some guys just don't have that thought pattern yet. But I hope they change their mind. And I hope these teams start doing a little bit more protection with their teams when they go on the road as well as at home.
Boy, well said. Well, have a great show tonight, and I know you'll have a lot to talk about. We'll catch up with you tomorrow and take a preview of a couple of pitchers. One will be Jeff Samardzija. The other one is Corby Allard, a young left-hander who came over to the Rangers from Atlanta in a trade. So I'm looking forward to your breakdown of tomorrow and seeing what the game will be like. But have a great night tonight, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, Marty, thanks for letting me join you this afternoon, and looking for a win tonight and looking for a great post game. Hopefully your listeners as well, Giant listeners, will listen to the post game and give me a couple calls. I appreciate that. But again, Marty, have a great day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, thanks. That is Bill Lasky. He will be handling the post game show tonight on KNBR. All right, more coming up, KNBR 680-1045, the sports leader.